TOEIC Test 2.
Listening Test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A. They're enjoying a cruise ship. B. They're swimming in a river. C. They are rowing downstream. D. They are carrying a canoe.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. They are checking out books at the library. B. They are reading some books. C. They are asking for help with their homework. D. They are taking a math class.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A. A police officer is riding a motorbike. B. A police officer is giving a man directions. C. A police officer is stopping a criminal. D. A police officer is conducting traffic.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A. Two men are painting a road. B. Two men are doing road work. C. Two men are making a phone call. D. Two men are taking a nap.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A. A man is waving hello. B. They are listening to the radio. C. Some people are in a music store. D. An orchestra is performing.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A. A woman is reading a book. B. A woman is playing the piano. C. A woman is in a recording booth. D. A woman is standing in her bedroom.
Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7.
Number 7. Where should I wait for you at the museum?
A. It's not a good idea to go there. B. Outside of the ticket office would be best. C. You should go home instead. Number 8. You're not still at work now, are you?
A. Yes, I'm not. B. I don't know where you are. C. No, I came home over an hour ago. Number 9. What should I do before the staff meeting tomorrow?
A. I will be going to the meeting too. B. Don't worry, I already took care of everything. C. Aren't you supposed to be there already? Number 10. When will the president arrive?
A. Sometime before the end of the day. B. He will be escorted by his secretary. C. I'm not sure who's running in the election this year. Number 11. Is your branch open on weekends?
A. Yes, there are several associated with this tree. B. No, we close at 3 p.m. C. Yes, but only in the mornings. Number 12. How much is a plane ticket for Guam?
A. Let me check a travel agency website. B. You know I can't afford things like that. C. I think it will leave at 3:45 on Thursday. Number 13. Who will be in charge of the department this coming year?
A. Someone will help us right away if we ask. B. There will be some major personnel changes that you should be aware of. C. I believe he or she is transferring from human resources. Number 14. Why is the sky so dark today?
A. I think there's a flashlight in my desk drawer. B. Didn't you hear about the solar eclipse? C. There is too much cloud cover for planes to land. Number 15. Would you be interested in donating blood to cancer patients?
A. That sounds like a good cause. B. I'm free to help them whenever you need. C. I don't think I have anything left to give you. Number 16. Do you have one child or two?
A. I have a son and a daughter. B. Are they fraternal or identical twins? C. I'm thinking of having another baby. Number 17. How can I purchase a ticket for the concert?
A. You could check the website shown on the poster. B. I think you have to be over 18 to enter. C. Who told you there was going to be one? Number 18. Should I notify the employees of the change in the contract?
A. I didn't have a chance to alter it. B. The contract was void as of the end of last month. C. Let me handle it. Number 19. Who was supposed to prepare the stock portfolio?
A. Where was that expected to happen? B. I haven't heard anything about it. C. It isn't arriving until next week. Number 20. The train comes every 3 minutes, doesn't it?
A. No. There's one arriving at the platform now. B. Yes. I would like to ride one too. C. Actually, it's every 5 minutes on weekends. Number 21. How should I pay this month's rent?
A. It comes free of charge. Don't worry. B. You can take care of it at any ATM. C. How much does it cost? Number 22. Who is in charge of the budget department?
A. How large is the budget for this fiscal year? B. Well, Jose was laid off this past week. C. Don't you know it's my direct supervisor? Number 23. Is Mr. Kohara still in charge of the division?
A. Last I heard, it's under new management. B. He's out for the afternoon. Would you like me to give him a message? C. Yes, he has moved on to bigger and better things. Number 24. Why don't we have pork chops for dinner this evening?
A. I'll make you some for lunch, if you like. B. Help yourself to some when you get back from your errand. C. Frankly, I'm in the mood for chop suey. Number 25. Where can I find the office laminator?
A. I can pick one up for you after we finish this assignment. B. I just transferred here last week, so you should ask someone more knowledgeable. C. You can find one on the corner of Mills Avenue and 2nd Street.